Welcome. This is the tarot reading for Solar Capricorn 2022, which is from 12/21 to 1/20/2023. And this is Elizabeth Jones. And here we're going to do a reading about how the energies that are present this month relate to you personally. So the tarot is a wonderful symbolic and mystical reflection of the astrological and cosmic energies that stream forth through the planets during this time and from the cosmos. This reading is designed to give you insights into how those energies are impacting you personally, while offering ways for how you can attune to the higher frequencies present, which will help you in navigating the more intense energies that are very much present these days. During Solar Capricorn, some of the primary themes are your spiritual path and your purpose, as well as your foundation and stability and your sense of security and your commitments and your long-range goals. Other areas that can arise now are related to authority figures such as fathers, managers, bosses, and generational issues. The cards will likely reflect or speak to at least some of these in the following reading. One more thing before I start. I always recommend listening to this at least twice, maybe a few days or even a week apart, just because it's very likely that you will hear things in the second or perhaps even the third listening that you didn't hear in the first one. I hear that from people all the time, so I just like to make mention of that. So the very first card is, what gift did 2022 bring me that I can utilize and take forward into the coming year? And we got the Page of Pentacles. And that's a card of new beginnings in the physical realm. That's the card of having a fresh outlook around what is possible in your life in a physical way. And the reason why I think that's interesting, there's a simple, fresh energy present with this card. And the reason why I think it's interesting is because starting over is something I certainly did this year. But starting over in any way, it can relate to anything that's in your life. And perhaps in 2022, you did either start over, or a business or a relationship or where you live or an attitude or a habit, and whatever that may have been. And as you think about it, something may occur to you. It can be simple. And in fact, the pages are always related to things that are basic and simplistic, or that have a simple way of expressing. So it doesn't have to be something as huge as a big move. It can be, like I said, an attitude or a way that you've approached a relationship, or in any way that what comes up for me when I see this is that energy of taking a fresh approach in some very perhaps practical way, but certainly in some way that is noticeable. That vibration of starting afresh, of rebooting, so to speak, can be applied to a whole different area. It's like, oh, well, if I can start walking every day, then change how I begin my, you know, whatever day or whatever it may be, then I can take that energy and apply that idea or that vibration or that frequency of beginning fresh in some other area of your life. It isn't a really profound card. It's more like kind of, it's meant to be simple. It's meant to not be complicated, not to be complex. It's more like, well, that's just so. That's just the way it is. Gee, if I can do that, then I can do this over here. You know, if I gave up gluten last year, gee, then maybe I can also give up sugar. Or, you know, it's, I know it sounds simple, but I don't think it is. Because as I talk about on the PDF for the solstice this year, which is on the 21st of December, it's profound. Jupiter entering Aries, the very beginning of the zodiac, is about initiating changes that have been in the works, maybe in your thoughts, or maybe you've been thinking about or talking about it, or planning to. And this is saying, don't make it that complicated. Look at how you did this last year with whatever. You know, you just took some steps that started you doing something differently. And that it's the trajectory there. It's like if you come to a crossroads, or not even a crossroads, if you come to a fork in the road, and it's only steps away, one path to the other. But as you walk it, you see that it separates, and that you actually, they get farther apart. And it actually takes you into perhaps higher ground, or something that is more manageable, or something that makes your life easier or more abundant or healthier. But those first few steps are very Page of Pentacles-like. You know, the perfect quote for this is, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Now, you know, that kind of applies here. So when we look at the question again, what gift did 2022 bring me that I can utilize in the coming year? And it's saying, take heart, take faith, take that frequency, that feeling of starting to do something differently, or see it differently, or approach it differently. I mean, it can be, like I said, an attitude towards abundance, or towards aging, or, you know, that relationship. If you can turn that around through simple steps, through not a real complex process, then you can apply it in other ways. And 2023 is very much about new energies, new approaches, new perspectives, and they begin with this simple step, or two, or three, approach. Well, it's kind of like, well, I'll give it a try, you know? I have this thing where when I used to run years ago, and I didn't like to. So I used to say, okay, I'm not going to run. I'm just going to put on my running shoes. And then I say, well, I'm not going to, once my shoes are on, I'm not going to run maybe, but I'll go ahead and walk outside. And the idea, and it was a little technique I heard somewhere, is just that, you know, you just take that baby step, and next thing you know, you're running around the block. So this is that. And I think it's very curious, because it's really easy. It's making changes easy. You know, I'm not going to stop eating. I'm going to stop eating gluten for a day or a week. It's taking that very simple approach and see where that path, you know, see how that can change things going forward. The next card is, what is most important for me to focus on this month from my soul's perspective? And I pulled two cards, internally and externally. In other words, internally in your inner process and externally in your life. And curiously enough, I thought, oh, this is interesting. You know, I say this, but I like to remind us all that I pull these cards minutes before I turn on the recording. So that's, you know, it's always interesting for me to see these as well. And if I don't say it very often, it is true that these cards usually are readings for me too. But nonetheless, what is most important for me to focus on from the perspective of my soul on the inner? And I got the Page of Cups. So we get two pages, first two cards pulled over, two pages. Another kind of overarching example that this is a year of initiating things, of changes coming, that even though it's just pages, because those are the beginning, it's like an ace of the court cards, right? It's the first card, and then the knight, and then the queen, and then the king. So the pages represent the beginning of whatever their suit signifies and symbolizes. Pentacles, the physical realm, practical matters, whereas the cups are the emotional, sensing, feeling, impressionable realm. So most important for you to focus on this month is to remember to touch in lightly with your feelings. The Page of Cups is not intense like the King of Cups, which is quite intense. It's very sweet, gentle energy. So for one, internally, be gentle with yourself. Treat yourself, I'm going to say with kid gloves, that's not exactly right, but treat yourself sweetly. It's a new thing that's, I shouldn't say really new, but it's really been coming to my attention too, to just include being gentle with yourself. And this is, to me, important because of the magnitude of what's going on. You can only do so much. You need your time to rest. You take a fresh approach. The Page of Cups is very innocent and open. And so this is a card that says, be willing to not know. Trust your own inner feelings, your intuition. There's a certain amount of intuition here. This is one of the Piscean cards, the Page of Cups. And so Pisces rules things like innate knowing and intuition. And so this is saying just don't, again, all of the pages in their own way are saying this doesn't have to be complicated. Even a big change, even a something that you didn't think you could do. This, both of these two pages in their own ways are saying, see what's simplistic. See what is the easiest way to do it is another way both of these cards are saying. So internally, from your soul's perspective, it is asking you to be gentle with yourself. And again, I started to say that, you know, things are intense. Things are pretty wild in the world. And yet in your own inner bubble, in your own inner life, you can take this approach from a more therapeutic stance. This might say recognizing the needs of your inner child, letting that part of you relax, play, and not always be on and forcing things or thinking that you have to exert a lot of effort. This is saying no, you know, relax, trust. In fact, I'm glad I finally got here. This is the card, the Page of Cups is the card of having faith. So a whole other way of looking at what this card is meaning here. Most important to focus on this month, what is your soul wanting you to hear, is to have faith in yourself, in life itself. That's one of the things that I've been getting quite strongly in my own recent changes is to just trust life itself. So this is another indication that even though there is a lot going on, that it doesn't all have to happen at once, that there's no hurry, you know, take it as easy as you can, because you're going to get farther. We're going to get farther when we take that approach. As long as it's pure and innocent and honest, and we're being honest with ourselves. Okay, next is most important for you to focus on externally, out in your life, from your soul's perspective. Now, this was a curious card. When I pulled it a few minutes ago, it's the Four of Pentacles reversed. The Four of Pentacles reversed is about letting go of a structure that you have counted on, that you identify with. This is definitely the card of the four cornerstones and the four and the boundaries. But it can get this, the reversal says, well, maybe those have gotten too rigid. Maybe something there has to change. So the soul is saying, your soul is saying from that perspective to let go of rigidity and stubbornness. Four of Pentacles. I had one tarot reader tell me, she actually created a deck, say that, yeah, the Four of Pentacles reversed. And we're using it a little differently. It's not coming up in like a home or an issue or an outcome. It's coming up from the soul perspective. So it's going to have a different frequency. But nonetheless, it's saying don't be stubborn around things that are, or resistant might be a better word, around things that are ready to shift. But let's go back to the pages. They're saying it doesn't have to be, you know, like fireworks. It doesn't have to be a huge ordeal with a lot of effort. It's also saying, you know, speaking to it from the viewpoint of resistance is what is most important to focus on from the soul perspective externally is, are there areas in your life that you've been resistant, perhaps, to change, to letting go? I mean, this is also a card of letting go of things being a certain way. And again, that really speaks to kind of some realizations I've had recently. I jumped off kind of the deep end in a way and landed two states away. And things are not going how I saw them going, at least in some ways. And it's really teaching me to let go of how I thought things were going to be and let them just be the way they are in certain circumstances. And it's really helped me a lot, but I have to remind myself. And that's what this card is saying. How you thought something was going to go, maybe it's not going to go that way. Go back to the pages, fresh approaches, a fresh viewpoint. What I love about these cards so far is this isn't the Tower, you know, this isn't the Devil that changes things radically. These are more kind of within our reach to understand and to relate to. This isn't that complexity. Okay, to go on, the third position or third question is, how can I shift my priorities in 2023 starting now, starting at the time of solar Capricorn, so that they are more aligned with my destiny? Again, interesting card. We got the Seven of Pentacles, which is a card of having patience. You know, it's a theme. We've got a theme developing here. Not efforting so much. Listening to your inner child or the vulnerable part of yourself or what it needs. Taking steps one or two at a time. And it's The Seven of Pentacles is the card of having patience and getting impatient. So how can I shift my perspective is to give things time. And this is very Saturnian, Capricornian. Saturn rules Capricorn. That's very much the Capricorn approach, is consistency, patience. You know, I listen to my words and I go, well, we're not talking about anything particularly new here, but is it being applied here? And that's the difference. And again, you know, when I do this, sometimes I just sort of get this, like a light goes on. And in fact, a light just went on. Do what you know. Do what's before you. Be patient, be consistent. Really work with the impatience part of yourself. Things take time. Things are changing, but in order to change, we often, I think, I don't know if it's a societal or collective thing, we often think it's going to be like radical. No, this isn't saying that. This is saying, let it not be radical. Let it be obvious. Maybe something you've known for a while. Use tools you have. That's part of the Page of Pentacles, the way the question was worded. And embark on that journey from the perspective of, oh, well, this isn't going to happen in a week or a day or a month. Because what ultimately will happen, and the last card speaks to this very strongly, is it takes time to shift perspectives, to shift our life, to change. And yet change, evolve, if we step it up a bit here, we're talking about evolution. We're talking about planetary and personal growth and evolution. And that's the name of the game right now. Big time. That's the bigger picture. But it takes time. You know, the acorn oak story. The caterpillar butterfly. Yes, there's a moment. There's an alchemical moment where growth, where life is instilled. And a shift occurs. But we have to go through the steps to get there. This is such a Capricorn reading, and the whole thing, it really is. It just keeps really coming up for me, because you're building something. And this is what these cards are saying. I asked for another card because how can I shift my priorities in this month, and so that in 2023, kind of like, how can I get on that path? How can I get on that trajectory so that I'm more aligned with my destiny? We're talking about destinies here. That's a big word. And yet the message is clear. Be open, be fresh, take a fresh approach and attitude. Look at things from that place of childlike innocence. Be gentle, because it's right there. Meeting our destinies, again, when we get to the last card, meeting our destinies is what's up in 2023. I mean, I say that because I feel it is true. Coming to our dharmic path, that place, there's an alchemy that is present this year. Pluto entering Aquarius and Saturn and Jupiter both changing signs. There's a lot that's changing. And so right now, in the first quarter, the first few weeks, it's time to be positioned to see, to experience, to embrace what those are. And it feels like this is an important, it's like laying a foundation, clearing things away, bringing forward what has worked in the past. There's a simple message here so that when the alchemy comes and the shift happens and the cocoon becomes a butterfly, then you're positioned, you know, like I said, you're prepared. So, but I did ask, I started to say, for more information, because the Seven of Pentacles was interesting, but I just felt there was more because we're talking about destiny. And I got the Knight of Rods, one of my favorite, maybe one of my two or three favorite court cards, because the Knight of Rods is a very much an initiatory, dynamic, active influence. And so when we're talking about how can I shift my priorities starting now so that I'm better aligned with my destiny in the coming year, and we get these two cards, they're interesting. One says be patient, and the other one says but move. Do something. You know, when you get the Four of Pentacles reversed and first four cards, three of them are Pentacles, and we are in Capricorn, which is the physical realm. So these cards resonate with the earth signs in the tarot, definitely. It's definitely Capricorn, but all of them, Virgo and Taurus. So what the Knight is hinting at is it's like change is ahead, and it's very much a card of spring and zero Aries, and the March 21st is a huge date right around there this year, which of course we'll talk about later. But I saw it when I did Astro Event Guide for 2023, which if you didn't know, I have finally finished and is available on starpathways.com, 2023 AEG, which is the overview, the listing of all the events that are most important in this year. But nonetheless, I saw that time is very important. And it begins this week, meaning at the solstice, because Jupiter is entering Aries. It's at zero Aries on the solstice. So we have this sense of initiation and change and alchemy present, but it requires being mindful. That's kind of a good way to sum up what these other cards are talking about, is really try to simplify things to the point where you feel like you can be aware, mindful of the shifts that are coming. Now, basically what I think that this card is saying, don't be lured into thinking that things are going slow or they're not going to change. They are. And these cards want us to be open and prepared. So, last card, what message does Spirit have for me as I enter the new year? And I got the Star, the only major arcana card, and I was thrilled to see it, because it gives weight to all these other cards, to the process. What message does Spirit have for me about this year? If you've been listening to me for a while, you know the Star is my favorite card in the deck. It is number 17, and it is the card of enlightenment. It is the card of awakening. It is the card of becoming realized in some way. And I alluded to it few minutes ago when I said there are shifts. There's an alchemical shift that's going to take place. A quantum shift would be a good way to put it, as we go through certainly the first few months of the year, when Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn all change signs. Well, Jupiter's changing signs like tomorrow or something. But the point is that this is significant. So the Star is the card that says so many things. I mean, you know, if I pulled this card out and said, okay, give us more information. I want to see what it means here and here and here. That would be curious because it's suggesting that a fullness, a richness, an abundance of real self-realization and awakening is possible. This is your message, our message for 2023 from Spirit. This is a special year, and I feel that strongly. I feel when I was doing AEG and I saw all these different events that were happening this year, they felt like there was something that will culminate. It's not quite the right word, but something is, there's a word I can't think of right now. Like it's like an accumulative energy that is going to start sparking throughout the year. And we've been waiting, haven't we? Those of us on the path to see where it's going. And I think we're going to start to get that. Maybe there'll be UFO sightings. Maybe there'll be scientific breakthroughs. You know, they just had a breakthrough with nuclear energy, fusion energy. I think that medical and healing is going to, you know, quantum leaps are happening, but this also affects us personally. We can go through these things. We can realize our destiny and start to put the pieces together. And guiding us, it's like this is our guiding card for the year. When we hear, again, you've been listening to me for a while, you know I often go back and reread the question. What message does Spirit have for me in the new year? That means that this card is overarching. It is going to be applicable to the whole year. And I invite you to study the star, to go, you know, maybe read about it in books or online, see what specific things are said that speak to you. But just to remind us, this is the picture of this heavenly body that is pouring water from an urn into a river. And the story goes that this is water that came down from above, higher realms, from heaven, and that she is the holder that brings it into our, the river of life, or into our physical realm. This is information coming down. That's what causes the awakening, the shifts, the alchemy. And I mean, that's just one picture, one story about the star. So very interesting reading. I hope that you do get a chance or take the time or able to take the time to re-listen to it. I think it's one of those that's going to have layers. So, okay. I'm going to do a meditation. I'm offering a visualization meditation for you. And it's called The Gifts for Your 2023 Journey. So I hope that you take the time to listen to that, because it's going to add more insights and information for what to expect in the coming year.